to Shoppers John Deere Reaction Monday on Sports Radio 610. Here's In the Loop with John Lopez and Reggie Atitula.
Yeah, you are in the loop. Sports Radio 610 on a Texans victory Monday. Victory reaction Monday, in fact. Here in the loop, Sports Radio 610. John Lopez, Figgy Fig, and myself, Reginald Atitula, hanging out with you. And it's time for the Victory Monday nitpick. Look, team won in dominant fashion. Mm-hmm. I know we're probably supposed to be largely positive, and I think we have been.
Yeah.
But there needs to be a space to make sure that, you know, we don't let some of these things fall by the wayside, and this is that space.
What some
is
stuff to clean up.
That's right. That's right.
D'Amico
let us know that, hey man, no, there's some stuff to clean up.
Yeah.
But they got a victory and they did do that. But let's have the nitpick here, and I will give you first dibs at this, Lopez, because I know I got a few things that I really want to get to, but I want to see where you start.
Yeah, I think I know where you're headed, so mm-hmm. I'm going to go into some into the.
Oh, did my questions in the break give you an idea?
Yeah, a little bit. I'm going to go into the weeds just a little bit into the you better nip this in the bud kind of thing.
Okay.
All right. And the first one is the life of a kicker is so tenuous.
Yeah, fickle, man.
Like some of the greatest kickers of all time. Right here, you know, back in the day with Chris Brown, was it Chris Brown? Randy Bullock, that all of a sudden, you know, he's kicking like crazy. He's doing well. All of a sudden misses two or three kicks in a row and he's done. Like his brain is scrambled. So I think Kymie Fairbairn might be, you know, well, certainly he's on the list, but he might be the best kicker in the league. Missed a 40 yarder, man.
Yeah.
What I'm saying, where I'm going with this
and
is.
He pushed that like crazy.
Pushed it bad. What I'm saying is, he needs to respond with, you know, like authority.
I mean, he knocked down that 50 plus.
He did. But I'm like 2, 3, 4 kicks in a row that are 50 plus or clutch or whatever. I don't want anything getting in anyone's head. You know, you miss a 40 yarder. That's no problem. Nothing to see here. You miss another one. All of a sudden, you start to wonder.
You did a great job with the nitpick here, because this really is a nitpick. But I think it's a fair one.
Yeah.
One of the things that is nice is I just feel like, hey, man, don't. Mm-hmm. Need to have to run the kicker out there nearly as much.
Yeah,
would definitely help in
that
regard.
That's true too.
Because yeah, I mean, yeah, you called on Kaimi a lot.
Yeah,
early on,
and he's
in
great.
The season, and he is great, and he's
so
delivered.
Let's just keep it that way.
Yeah, let's keep the delivering. I'm there with you as well. I thought that one of the things that happened in the course of this game is that the foot came off the pedal in the second quarter in particular. And I keep looking at the drives here. And you start first couple of possessions. You score touchdowns, and not only do you score touchdowns, you drain some clock. Five and a half minutes thereabouts for the first drive, touchdown. That's 11 plays, 61 yards. Next drive, 8 plays, 39 yards, 4.5 thereabouts, and you score a touchdown. After that, after you miss that field goal by Kymie Fairbairn, because that was a you know quick interception, and so you were already in position, not scoring there, not in the red zone, but just outside of that. You just kind of, you had the interception, you had a punt, and then you finished the half.
Yeah.
Yeah. You weren't being able to, you had, you know, three and out, you had a five play. You just weren't continuing drives and you weren't moving the football.
Mm-hmm.
You stalled out. And I mean, maybe you look at it and you go, that's after you're kind of
already in control,
your design plays or whatever. And you heard D'Amico talk about that as well. Just it felt like they kind of got a little lackadaisical at times. I did not like that. In the course of the final, actually was dominant, but you needed Daniil Hunter come out at the start of the second half to get the ball back, put you in advantageous position, and you know spur you on to put yourself back up two scores and get you going in that direction again.
Yeah.
Because for a time period there, it looked like you were going to allow for well, no, not it looked like you allowed a team that is significantly less than you to hang around with you
yes.
when they had no business doing so. And they had a possibility that if you do not have that turnover and if you do not necessarily go and immediately score there, then now you're allowing Drake May to get comfortable into this game and play alongside with the team that they have no business playing.
No, I'm with you. And the only thing I would add is a better team could have doubled you up at the end of the half and the start of the second half. And then that might have gotten interesting. You know, they end at they score at the end. You know, that whole thing, that Bill Belichick thing.
Oh, yeah, the double dip.
The double dip, doubled you up or whatever. A better team would have done that. I have another nitpick here that I know is going to probably set you and Figgy off and into thinking, like, I have feelings, but I'm really just making an observation. Tommy Townsend makes me nervous. Tommy Townsend makes me, you know, every element of your game has to be on point. And sometimes I just don't feel like I'm, 100% confident. He's going to put this inside the 10, inside the 5 maybe, or he's going to boom this 60 when they need to boom at 60, or he's going to be able to handle the punt out of the end zone. It's just, it's not like he's incapable. It's not like he hasn't been decent. It just makes me a little nervous.
Yeah, I hear you. I mean, he had the one booming one, which was cool, but even that outkicked the coverage.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, man, he has a level of experience, and it does seem like Kaimi has given him some praise. And, you know, as we've talked about Kaimi and his great kicking capability, mm-hmm. He's given Tommy Townsend some praise and, like, I guess helping him in some ways,
yeah.
You know, with that veteran experience, which you wouldn't necessarily think of from a specialist, but, hey, mm-hmm. it's been brought up. However, your job itself is to, you know, flip the field and yeah. really do that. And there's been a few instances. More
or control field position.
Exactly. You know, and there's
giving them the ball to 45 as opposed to their 35 is a big, big difference.
It's a big difference, especially with the, yeah, man. Yeah. So that has been something that has not been to the level that you really want, right? Or shank it for 30 yards, right? Like mm-hmm. that's not what you're looking for in any way. So, yeah, I understand that. I was poking at you a little bit because mm-hmm. you were talking about him and then he went and boomed one. But, yeah, no, I would like it to get a lot more solid. Yeah. I am 100% there with you. Let's talk about Dalton Schultz, shall we?
Boy.
Dalton Schultz, who I have avidly fought on this Monday, more than I thought I would actually fight, that he should not get the blame for that interception that happens in the end zone. Mm-hmm. I'm putting that more on CJ Stroud's plate. However, you can't be, and I kind of wiped some of that away with he is not jump ball tight end, mm-hmm. right? Which is kind of what you were talking about. Hey, you should go fight to the
yeah.
football. And I understand some people are like, look, if you're a pass catcher anyways, you need to have that mentality. I don't really view him that way. However, mm-hmm. I don't view him that way. I think we can't at any point to him as pass blocking or blocking tight end, really. Like, he's trying to do some things, and they had Kendrick Green out here
yeah.
in the fullback position in part because Dalton Schultz hasn't really been able to grab hold of that assignment, mm-hmm. really. Right. So if he's not blocking guy, what he needs to be is sure-handed guy.
Yeah.
And drops happened in this game in easy ways. He killed a drive himself, not catching on third and short mm-hmm. right there at the sticks on the right side of the field on an out. Like, it can't be that. You have to be assured. And I hate to be pocket watcher guy as well. Like, hey, well, you're getting paid to be.
Yeah.
At least you need to make sure to catch the ball. And if it's a difficult catch, I might be able to give you a little bit of wiggle room.
Sure.
Easy ones.
Sure.
Easy ones. That's mental. You got to be in the game.
Well,
man.
See, that's the thing. It's not just the one that was maybe in, you know, because it could have been interpreted either way on the interception. No, there was others.
Yes.
The others are the issue as much as anything. All right. So here's a very much a nitpick because I just gave him go ahead.
Before we go on there, yeah. I do want to point out, like, Dalton Schultz also, and along those lines, it felt like he got deep looks. And obviously, like, Nico Collins mm-hmm. is the deep ball guy, or has been at least early in the season. I thought Tank Dell would get some of that.
Yeah.
Isn't it weird that you had a couple of instances, including the interception, where it's Dalton Schultz deep, whether it's that kind of wheel route there mm-hmm. or like a corner route at one point, that he's getting the look kind of on some deep balls as opposed to someone like Tank Dell?
Yeah, it absolutely was. But I think it comes back to, that's what they brought him in for in those situations, to be able to make those plays, and he didn't do it. So, look, nobody's you know, off, you know, that, you know, like, Dalton Schultz is you know, is not going to get it done. It is a nitpick, and it is something that needs to be fixed, because that, you know, when Nico Collins still going to be missing for some time.
Yeah.
You know,
3 more weeks. Yeah. Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off. You were going.
No, that's fine. I'm glad we could follow up on that. So I gave D'Angelo Ross some props, so to speak, some compliments earlier, because that dude played every snap, stepped in opposite Derek Stingley, and, you know, did the job well enough. We didn't even hear his name called very often, and that's a good thing when you're a cornerback. But my nitpick is, get well soon, Kamari Lassiter. The depth here is who knows. And Aaron Wilson reported over the weekend. Now, who knows, because sometimes those reports are not always 100% accurate. I believe he said that Nico was going to be back, and Nico ended up getting on IR. That's not to pick on him. I'm saying, you know, if Lassiter is out for any extended time, I am going to be a very nervous dude, because good job, D'Angelo Ross, but we want Kamari Lassiter back.
Yeah, 100%. Another nitpick in that same vein, you have Eric Murray in the middle,
yep.
in kind of sometimes covering that kind of slot situation. We've seen that. Jalen Petrie, as much as I said, he was hitting hard. He missed a tackle on the edge, which you think, hey, man, when it comes to hitting, he'll do that. Mm-hmm. And then in coverage, It didn't look all that good.
No, that's his weak spot.
And so
it showed.
Like, there was one of those instances where it was cover zero because they sent a blitz at him, at Drake May, that is. And he gets caught flat footed. And I'm like, you got to be ready to move knowing that you are one up. And, you know, man on man, one up is not the easiest place. It's actually incredibly difficult in defense. Yeah. But to get caught entirely flat footed in that instance, I was just like, ooh, this is not good. So, yeah, I'm still in that place where I'm wondering if teams can take advantage of like that interior kind of, if you have someone in the slot and knowing that you're not going to have a great matchup, and that only gets exasperated when you, like you mentioned, on the outside, you have D'Angelo Ross instead of Kamari Lassiter, that makes you feel a lot better on this.
Look, on Jalen Petrie, great quarterbacks are going to exploit that. They're going to find a way to exploit that. Great game plans are going to find a way to exploit that. Same thing with Eric Murray. You know, bad penalty at the end of the first half, and he was out of place.
True.
He was out of place a couple
times. I forgot
about
the penalty myself.
Yeah. Bad penalty there. He was overwhelmed a little bit. And I'll go back to what I said earlier. I think the Texans, if A is true, then B has to happen. A is, and I think it's true, this is a Super Bowl caliber team. So what has to happen in B is you got to bolster this secondary. Either get these guys healthy, or even better, you know, add to it, because I'm with you on Eric Murray.
All right, so one more. I feel like you over-blitzed Drake May. In the first half, it was very evident that, hey, man, this offensive line is not holding up. And then on top of that, hey, man, he is a rookie. But that rookie status seemed to fall off of him pretty quick. Like his mobility kicked in. He did not seem to make the bad decisions that I kind of had alluded to that were possible. Someone like Dane Brugler, who is a media scout for The Athletic, you know, he kind of pointed to when it comes to Drake May's development as a quarterback. But, it felt like as this game went along, you kept blitzing him and, like, cover zero behind it, like, really sending all-out blitzes and not quite getting there because he felt, you know, he can move a little bit and manage the pocket pretty well. And then he kind of hits you a few times. And maybe that points to some of the things in the secondary. But also, this is a collaborative effort when it comes to defense, front to back. And if your front isn't getting there and your back is kind of exposed, I don't know what you can expect. And so I thought that maybe we're a little too long on the we're going to heat him up once it became apparent that, hey, look, it feels like he's managing this pretty
especially
well.
When you knew your defensive ends were having a day and you could you had the lead too, so the only thing that can really burn you and get a team back into place quickly is a blitz gone bad and you get one-on-one coverage somewhere and they make a big play. So I'm with you on that. I got one more.
His EPA was positive in those situations against the blitz, although his completion percentage was pretty low, 58% in this game. So I don't want to make this the end all be all, but
but you can get burned on by that, and especially after you had the lead, it could have happened. So I have one more, and it's more of a question than anything. Dari Ogunbowale in the game, you know exactly what they're going to do, and I know they have they're professionals, game planners, scouts, all that. But every time Dari was in the game, I'm like, all right, if down and distance wise, depending on what the down and distance was, I knew he was either going to block or maybe even, be a receiver. Like it's getting very obvious, they got to mix it up with him and give him some other options offensively. I feel like Dari, it's very predictable when he's in the game what they're doing.
Hey, man, Dari, for a little period of time, was kind of getting more snaps.
He was.
I was like, is he RB2 now? Yeah. Are they operating like he's RB2? Because when you compare, add that with the last week where he was, we were wondering who would get the load, majority of the load, and it was actually Dari.
Yeah.
And then you saw the way that they utilized him in this one. I was like, hey, is he RB2 now?
No, not anymore. Now he's kind of just back to his role as, special teams and blocking and occasionally out of the backfield.
Real quick, that's some of our nitpick. Let's see if this man got some things, some nits to pick. It's our guy Larry and Stafford. Larry, what's popping, man?
What's going on, Reggie? J-Lo, y'all good?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Terrific, man.
Hey, man, 5-1. It's Columbus Day or Indigenous People Day. You get to sit back, enjoy how the squad looking, man, and maybe even smoke a stick or something. Just chop it up, man. So I figured I'd get in. I got some nitpicking to do. You damn right, Reggie. That Dalton Schultz ass better figure out how to become physical as a tight end, man. It ain't just about the drops and the lack of effort that he doesn't show when the ball is coming at him or whatever. When he's blocking, his ass has no desire to block. And I don't understand how we're paying him $12 million to go out there and look like that when I can go ahead and put Quentin Tarantino and Cobra out there. All them boys out there, man. Hey, man, no. Hell no. Dalton is making my quarterback have to do some things that he shouldn't have to do, because that ball in the end zone, Dalton either needs to catch that damn football or knock it down so it wasn't an interception. But he's been doing this all season, and it's time for somebody to light a fire under his ass, because if you're going to get paid to be a number one tight end, your ass better show up and be one. Now, let's talk about what Reggie was talking about, my boy's blitzing too much. There's no such thing, Reggie. You blitz their ass until you can't blitz them no more, man. Because when you got a rookie quarterback, what you do is you make his ass get real uncomfortable. And when we go into Green Bay, we're going to be playing Jordan Love. His ass ought to be blitzed from the time he crossed the street into Lambeau, because that's how you have to play football in today's National Football League. And the way Will Anderson was getting off yesterday, I want a continuation of that. Fellas, it was a great time to be had yesterday, because we ain't never won up there in New England, but I can tell you this. These boys got a legitimate shot to do something real special, man, because all three phases are coming together now. I even seen old Sims' ass catch the ball and kneel in the end zone instead of taking his ass to the 10. These are the kind of things you got to do to win football games in the National Football League, and them boys on Kirby looking good. Now, like them old sorry-ass girls, y'all know I'm laughing at y'all silly ass, and I'll holler.
That's Larry and Stafford, man. He always brings it.
He does.
Always brings it. All right, man. You're in the loop, Sports Radio 610, and we're getting right about that time where it's time for Figgy's mixtape. Fig, what you got?
Yeah, Larry and Stafford mentions the cowgirls and whatever. Mm-hmm. We're gonna be laughing a little more in Figgy's mixtape on this audio I ran across. Plus, one of the funniest posts on the internet had guys making tough decisions on what would you do scenario.
Okay,
so I wanna give y'all that, and plus a thing I really love the most. I want to push y'all to the test to it. I want to see if y'all can guess these.
Oh, okay.
Oh, boy.
All right. All of that next.
Pass the aux cord and crank up the volume. Figgy Figs in the driver's seat. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the ride. It's time for Figgy's Mixtape on Sports Radio 610.
Yes, it is Figgy's Mixtape on Sports Radio 610. It's your man, Figgy Figs, holding it down on a Victory Monday. Happy Monday to everyone out there. Shout out to Larry and Stafford, man.
My man.
It's funny, he just hit me up and said, why the hell you ain't moved to Stafford? I'm like, dang. I'm fine. Look, I don't know anything about Galena Park.
But yeah,
I'm cool. I'm cool with where I'm at, man. Now I did look at.
Did he say that like he found you a house or nothing? Like,
no, I don't know. I guess he.
Come on, Larry.
Hey, Stafford was on the table. Stafford.
Oh, really?
Mo City.
Okay.
I was looking over there, but the price was a price.
Well, you know, that is the biggest factor, I imagine.
Yeah.
Yeah. Speaking of Larry and Stafford, he did bring up the Cowboys,
mm-hmm.
and we brung them up today, too, as they got their ass handed to him on Jerry Jones' birthday, mm-hmm. out of all days. And I came across this funny audio. So somebody made like a quick little funny song from the Cowboys getting whooped on.
Mm-hmm.
I want to play this, and I just kind of want to laugh out loud.
Man, here we go again. This team ain't gonna never win. I'm ashamed to be a fan. Got me lying to my friends. Louis Belt straight to ass. Dak cannot complete a pass. CeeDee Lamb been playing trash. Man, how long is this gonna last?
Damn.
Get it, Jerry. Yeah. Quit it, Jerry. Yeah. Retire, yeah. Jerry. Yeah. We gotta fire, yeah. Jerry. Yeah. Boy, you know this team super bad. I ain't lying. No. Every week we taking Belt to ass. That's Dak cannot complete a simple pass. Bow, what he trying to? Man, how long is this gonna last? Hey, who you throwing? Took a 40 bro. Ball, beating two times is like a sequence.
Wow,
Dak, who you throwing to? He threw it to the defense. I'm like, Dak, who you throwing it to? He threw it to the ops. I'm like, Dak, you gotta stop.
Please.
Dak, go to the barber shop. Get that hairline fixed.
And maybe
CeeDee Lamb will stop being the diva and he'll stop throwing fits. And maybe Mike McCarthy will be on the sideline wearing some clothes that fit. And maybe Jerry Jones just might retire because he owed his
Man, he didn't spare anybody.
Sexy red cover.
Man.
Okay.
Man. They down bad,
he
man.
Didn't That's tough. Spare anyone.
That is tough. Which is funny because all the people that he named, there's definitely a lot of blame there. Mm-hmm. But those are the names you can speak to because who else was there?
Yeah.
They didn't have no defensive ends. The secondary, real light.
Like that's all you got.
Yeah, I'm guessing there's gonna be some more songs coming in the future.
That's right. Mm-hmm. That's right. That's right.
Yeah, but
it's tough.
Hey, salute, man. Prayers involved, man.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, sure. I'm heartbroken.
Couldn't be me, though.
So one of the funniest posts I ran across this weekend, I want to get y'all thoughts on this, man. It kind of had the guys going nuts over this. So it was a post with a headline that said, "Visitors must squeeze between nude models to enter this art." I've seen this before.
Yeah.
And so to kind of paint a picture of this, no pun intended. One side is a white lady,
mm-hmm, nude,
and on the other side is a black male.
Yeah.
That's nude.
Yeah.
So that people want to know which way you're gonna face to enter this art exhibit.
So if you face one way,
yep,
you're kind of,
yep. Are you gonna face the woman to walk
well,
in?
Well, that would be problematic.
Or are you gonna face the guy to walk in? So I want to know which way are y'all facing.
So you gotta, are you?
No, go ahead, spell it out. No, go ahead.
So you're either tipping.
All right. I regret telling you to spell it out.
You're either tipping or you're taking.
Yeah,
I don't like any of this.
Right? I mean, if we're being honest,
I had no obligation to be honest
because
at all in this
I saw the picture. It's not much room. It's like
that's the whole point. The supposed art exhibit.
Yeah, you're gonna be hitting both bodies. It's just a matter of with what body part.
Yeah.
Would you rather tip or take? Reggie, I'm looking at you.
I don't know what words to use right now. Genuinely speechless, which is not great for radio, seeing as it is a
And guys was actually
meeting.
Answering this question, too.
There's not a right answer.
What was the predominant answer? I'm actually quite interested in what people went with.
Meet the meat. Everybody kept saying, meet the meat.
Everybody's so worried about that backside. Okay, I got you.
A lot of people was posting the pictures of, like, boxing matches. Mm-hmm. Like, the pre-show.
The face-off.
Face-off, yeah. Somebody posted the video of the Dodgers. I think somebody hit a home run, and they did the little stomach
bump.
Oh,
yeah. Well, it wasn't stomach, but yeah.
So a lot of guys rather go meet the meat.
Well, I got to know. What would you guys do? I got to know. The world wants to know.
I'm going to dive through like Indiana Jones. I'm going to just try and see if I can. Can I? No, I have no idea.
Hey.
Like that is a in the moment decision. I can't put myself in the headspace. I really insist. I know that I'm avoiding the question. I understand that and I appreciate it. I just really don't. Honestly, the real answer is not going to that exhibit. To be completely honest. And it's not even like I'm worried about. It just feels, I feel weird more for them. And I understand that, I guess the models or whatever have like agreed to be in this space.
Yeah.
I feel more awkward for them than for myself in that space.
Yeah, they're getting a lot of people going through there.
Yeah.
I would guess. Figgy?
Hey, we gonna have a meet off. Hey, let the best man win. Hey, I'm definitely not going the other way.
But here's the other thing, so to speak. I mean, if you're missing the good stuff, if you don't face the woman.
What is the good stuff? What are you talking about?
Yep, you also got somebody going through the back door.
Well, there is that. There is that. Like, it's a give and take.
I don't like any of this. I want this abundantly.
Hey, prayers involved.
I'm sliding in there. I'm sliding through there like I'm going through second base. Like I'm trying to slide through the bottom side of this. Somebody said, "Can I go through naked?" That is insane. That is very.
No! Bro. I would no.
So one of my hidden talents, I don't even know if I want to call this a talent, but one thing I love doing is listening to people talk so I can see where they're from.
Mm-hmm.
I love diving into the accents
and
stuff like that. Whenever I hear a weird accent, I try to figure out where they from and all that stuff. And I ran across this list on social media. Somebody was pretty much naming their top 10 accents.
Okay.
Ooh. Their favorite accents.
Is this for what purposes? Because I feel like that then, is this for potential mates, potential significant others, or just in general?
No, just in general. Okay, just the way people
sound. That shifts this somewhat. Yeah. I'll be honest.
Yeah, so I kind of want to put y'all to the test this, man. I'm a play 10 different accents, and I want y'all to kind of take a wild guess.
Well, you know, I
play along on the text line.
I like doing this too. I might be okay. I might get crash and burn, but I might be okay. I like doing this too.
Yeah, I'm gonna start. Now this is just random accents.
Okay,
so I'm gonna just play something from somebody just having.
I love this, Figgy.
Random conversation, and I want y'all to guess where they're from. This one might be a little tough. I actually missed this one, but I'm gonna play this one.
Man, when I get down there, come. Take that to the church. We'll take that with it. Really, really taking it. I'm talking about wet it up, snort it up, air run up, beamed up, Adderall. You know what I mean? Yeah, we like that. Ain't no more country. No, we might sound country, but country better.
For sure.
Not at all.
So take us from the bottom, man. How would you describe your childhood coming up out there?
Yeah, I was bad as a mother. It was alright. I had my mama, sometime my dad, but childhood, like I did some dangerous shit.
I think I got it. All right, let me hear what you got.
Louisiana.
Not where I was going.
Nope.
I think that's South Florida.
Nope. Ah! I actually thought it was South Florida too. And this one made the this person's list. This is actually Jackson, Mississippi.
Mississippi. Okay.
Closer to Louisiana.
Well, it's definitely that's definitely not Louisiana.
Wrong.
Somebody guessed Atlanta. Yeah, nah, not quite. But Jackson, Mississippi. Okay, cool.
Yeah. So I never heard a accent from there, but. That's one. That's the accent that made the list.
All right.
Here's another one right here. Let's see if y'all get this one.
I'm keeping it being. I lost a phone before though. I try to pull the same move I just told other not to pull. Like we on the L with.
Oh, well.
Me and my back then it used to be my man. Me and this cousin Quats, whatever his name is. Man, I'm listening to music. It's back when everybody said the wire earphones. You know what I'm saying? I'm banging my music. We get on that 60th and Market. We get to 56th and Market. See a whole big group. We already know what this is. So we get up. We walk all the way to the end.
I'm gonna give y'all a clue on this one.
I feel like he's dropping like landmarks though.
I'm gonna give y'all a clue on this one. So it's a player that played for the Colts who's actually from this city. And he was talking a lot of trash. Him and CJ was going back and forth all off season. And they kind of sound similar a little bit.
People are going New York. I said Chicago.
He dropped Southern California.
No, that's not. That's definitely not SoCal. But yeah. I see where you're going
for. It's definitely East Coast.
Okay, so is it New York then?
No, it's not.
It's not?
Philly?
This is Philly.
Oh, that's right.
This is Philly. Yeah. Because you know, if you listen to him a little bit.
I'm keeping it being. I lost a phone before, though.
He kind of sound like Zaire Franklin.
Not the pool. Like, we on the L with. Me and my. Back then, it used to be my man. Me and this cousin Quats.
Yeah, I mean, when he dropped that, my man, I was like, that's East Coast.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
all right, so my bad.
That was Philly.
My bad.
Now, here's another one right here. Let me see if y'all get this one.
But I already whooped blood feet. Blood like this tall, so they really don't count for the count. You still with bitches. Like, just I whooped blood feet. Blood come like, y'all get out in the morning. I'm like, hell no. Like,
there it is. There it is.
Disrespect. I need blood swabble right now.
I didn't need to hear anymore.
They count. They clear count. We finna get him. He like, I'm hood. Like, now you turned up because your homie here already whooped you. So he go back upstairs and tell him what to do. So he getting a haircut. He getting
not the whoopty whoop.
And I got the dorm. On my son, I got the dorm. I tell like, on Buzz, me and blood finna get out. So all his haircut and
and that's wires right there. That's wires.
Okay, yeah. Tell everybody about a little bit about, was y'all born and raised in this?
Yeah,
this
I live
area?
Right here. Right here. This used
that's
to be
easy.
Blues right here.
That's used to be blue. Hey.
This used to be blues right here.
Yes,
before
pink.
It's called.
What you got?
That's SoCal.
That's SoCal.
That's LA.
Yeah.
LA. That is SoCal.
Right here.
You know what
right
the giveaway here? Was, though? For real, for real. They always say that. For real, for real.
Yeah. You got a little CJ Stroud in there. Over
CJ
here.
CJ has said that.
Yeah.
CJ said for real.
I think
for
what
real.
Gave that's it up SoCal. For me yeah. was the whooping feet.
I missed the whooping feet. I was out before then. I was like,
that's a Cali.
100%.
Yeah. Yeah. What about this one?
It sounds dumb, but I'll definitely go to Chicago.
Chicago?
Yeah. Chicago be active, yo.
Or, you know, I know D-Thing, K-Flock. K-Flock definitely coming on.
Set the trend.
Ron Suno.
B-Love.
Ron Suno, B-Love.
Dougie B.
For me, Dougie B.
Ron Suno.
That's in C-Blue, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, say blue, yeah.
Those are like upcoming.
Okay.
You can't forget Leaf Liz, bro.
I think I got it.
Is this a trick question? Is this in these United States of America?
Yeah.
The way they lengthen the end of each sentence or phrase, that's a New York kind of thing.
Got it.
That's a New York.
I almost went Toronto, but yeah.
Yeah, they always lengthen at the end of a sentence, you know?
That's New York.
Yeah.
I forgot what borough, but yeah, that's New York.
Man, I'm stinking up the joint here, to be completely honest.
What about this one?
Bacon already ready, fresh and pretty, you understand?
Let me see what you looking like on that.
Yeah, crispy like you like it. Oh, like you like it.
Okay, I see he's crushed up. Mine be pretty and straight.
You think I got this one? Has it been mentioned? Has this city been mentioned before?
That's that white lady.
No.
Man, that's how you do it.
Listen,
IG, if you want your bacon pretty and straight, looking like the rest.
Hey, man, look here, man.
Put it in there.
I feel like this is Georgia.
Let me just let you know this here. Man, the don't eat no Zuma sausages, man.
Don't eat no Zumas.
Man, that's what I say.
Man, you trick. You about to, man, IG for the turn on you. Zuma is the liveliest sausage.
It's in Georgia.
Nope.
You got a guess? Because I thought it was.
You probably eat an Earl Campbell. That's what you eat, Earl Campbell.
I feel that was, if you was listening to what they were saying,
is that not local?
That's very local,
man. Is that not Houston?
Yeah, that's Houston.
Okay.
So, first of all, rest in peace to Bit Pokey.
I don't trust my judgment anymore. That's why I was like, this is Houston, but now I'm scared.
Yeah, that was Bit Pokey and Lil Kiki arguing on Instagram Live over bacon. So, apparently, Bit Pokey makes his bacon in the oven. And Lil Kiki is like, nah, I ain't putting no bacon in no oven.
That's hilarious.
So, they was going back and forth.
Want that to be straight.
Keeps it straight, yeah.
That's hilarious.
Keeps it straight,
yeah.
See, I'm so focused on the content, I didn't even notice who was talking until you mentioned. I was like, that's right.
Yeah, rest in peace a bit, Pokey. But how about this one?
Well, we got an LLC, business called Diggle Snacks.
Okay.
And, you know, basically, we just basically a street vendor. So people ain't got to stop at the stores. We deliver a service. People don't have to stop their cars and park. They could just pull straight up to the light, get their goods, and keep it going. Yes, I hate when somebody tell me to come up on their car and they going to buy something. And then when the light turn green, they say, never mind. I hate that. I really do, man.
Now, y'all did mention this one earlier.
Is this Atlanta?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah.
This is Atlanta.
I was like, it sounds kind of Southern, but I'm not quite sure about it. Okay.
This one might throw y'all off a little bit, but I'm going to see if y'all could get this one.
I got 31 family members. That's including brothers and sisters. I got so many nieces around here and nephews and big head little cousins. I think they agree with me because, you know, they daddy's players. They mama's body.
See, this sounds like the one when I said Louisiana. Is this Louisiana?
We don't hide nothing for my kids.
This is Memphis.
Man. You hear about the little girls giving birth in the bathroom, throwing a baby in the garbage? That's because their mama didn't explain that they wasn't their real mom. Their mama didn't explain that was adopted.
This one is Florida. This is Miami.
Okay.
Really?
Yeah, that was Trick Daddy.
When I got that explained that, like that one, I was like, okay.
Yeah, that's Trick Daddy right there. Shout out to Trick Daddy. All right, let me see if y'all can get this one. Got a couple more left.
Man, we are not doing very well here.
I really believe what these people just put up.
Oh, okay.
Like, be confusing me, collect.
Yeah.
Once see if Lopez get
music, it's more of like story driven or message heavy.
Yes.
Message heavy driven vibe or sauce music that a lot of the people making today did.
What is it?
They beat a hit records.
Memphis.
Is it? Is Memphis?
It's Memphis.
Caperna. Community.
Hilarious.
Skirt.
Hey, shout out to Glorilla.
Glow.
The best accent in the world.
It's up there. I don't know if I go best accent. I think Lopez has been waiting on one that I think is definitely one of the best.
Yeah, yeah. All right, let me see if you get this one.
I'm ready to do this for y'all dumbasses real quick.
I know exactly what this is. That's all I needed.
Earned on Tuesday. 2:22
I want to see if Lopez gets this. 2:22
Oh, wow.
Stupid. I'm going to keep begging that for XM Challenge Part 2, so here we go. Emerson,
Oinch,
Mountain
D, Hulu,
YouTube, Curl.
See, that's the issue. Lopez only know the accents from ladies.
From the that is an issue.
You praise you stand here looking stupid.
What is it?
Oh, that one's from the HBO show, The Wire. That's Baltimore.
And Lopez.
Oh, Baltimore?
They love calling people dummies.
YouTube.
Okay, I didn't have that one.
Yeah, you would have got that one if you watched The Wire.
Oh,
if you watched The Wire, then you would have probably picked up on it.
Because I had already gotten the answer, I was able to listen to it, and I was like, oh, that's Snoop. Okay, gotcha.
All right, but last and not least, and I think Lopez probably going to get this one.
Y'all, welcome to the laboratory, home of the dungeons, man. It's the Badlands right here.
Yeah, no, bro.
Yeah, man, welcome to the Badlands where you don't come back from. Y'all, watch yourself, you hear me? Man, ain't no trying. We get lost in these woods. Just know that.
You, man, you heard me? Ain't do it for you?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, man, we got Bezo on here. Man, this is Bezo. It's Bezo, baby. We got Easy in this thing, man. This our engineer, Kizo 400. Y'all look out for Kizo. IYT Buck on Instagram, YTMF Buck on YouTube.
So I got to say Louisiana.
Yeah.
New Orleans. New Orleans. You heard me?
Yeah.
That's a dead giveaway.
Baby.
Mm-hmm. But I think y'all did.
All right. You might be being nice to us at this point.
I'm a little nerdy when it comes to this. So
yeah.
Okay. Apparently, I need to do better about this. That's the thing that I learned. But there you go. a little bit of figuring out about, you know, the different languages, or not languages, but different kind of accents across the country. I appreciate that. From our guy Figgy on Figgy's Mixtape, 120 every weekday right here in the loop. All right. Coming up next in the loop, we're getting ready to hand it over to our guys in the drive. But before we go there, Lopez has been saying all day he is in on Texans as Super Bowl contender behind this this Texans victory, 41-21 over the Patriots. Are you in with them? 713-572-4610. Let's do that next.
Thank you, Figgy.
It's a Shoppers John Deere Reaction Monday on Sports Radio 610. Live from the Twin Peaks Studios, here's In the Loop with John Lopez and Reggie Atitula.
Yeah, appreciate you hanging out with us in the loop. Sports Radio 610, John Lopez, Figgy Fig, and myself, Reginald Atitula, been hanging out with you on this Victory Reaction Monday after a 41-21 win by your Texans over the New England Patriots. Moved to 5-1, first game in win in Foxborough, all those things.
Mm-hmm.
But obviously, the thing for you has been you are in on the idea of this game showing you and giving you full assurances that this is a Super Bowl contending team.
I think they showed all of us. You know, we've been clamoring. You know, as much as you kind of, we've couched it a little bit here and there. Hey, a win is a win. And even though we didn't say that per se, that, you know, as long as they win, you know, we've talked about, do they need to have style points? Or is Stephon Diggs and Tank Dell, are they going to sort of lift their game? Is the defense going to start, you know, getting some turnovers? Are Will Anderson and Daniel Hunter going to finish the job and get the quarterback? They did all of that.
They did. They did all the things that they were supposed to do for the most. I mean, for the most part, there's still things to clean up. Mm-hmm. Like D'Amico Ryan's just talking with the media, and I'm certain that you'll hear that with our boys on the drive here shortly. But D'Amico, you know, talking about, you know, the ways that, you know, what happens when you watch the board, which I think is what happened, especially in that kind of second quarter time period as well with this team. That I would still want to see them handle up, because, you know, better teams would make that, would make a mincemeat of that. Also the idea that, hey man, quarterbacks would have a little bit more of a time against some of the things that happened with the secondary. Somebody texted in about Stingley kind of getting got at one point by a rookie quarterback. And I will admit, with Drake May, he dropped that thing in the bucket on that pass that did get past Stingley. Now, you know, and at cornerback, you're going to have some things get past you. I feel like this might not be the game that shows that, hey, now they're definitely Super Bowl contenders, at least not in my book. But for me, what it did show is, hey, you can go out and you can win a game the way that you're supposed to, which is go out and dominate a team that you are better than.
Well, that's what teams that are contenders do. And we know in this city all too well. We've had good teams, we've had bad teams, and teams in between.
Sure.
And these are the types of games that have been very disappointing, have disappointed a lot of fans.
Fair enough.
Instead, this game was never in doubt. Even at 14-7 and a little bit of momentum maybe going the Patriots, I don't know about you, I wasn't like, oh my gosh, here they go. Which in itself says something about how, you know, what you think of this squad and what you were looking at on the field. You know, I just feel like they went in, they did exactly what they're supposed to do. They have the quarterback. We knew that already.
Sure.
The running game stepped up. You got a little boost from the second running back, Damian Pierce. You know, the defense, as I said, did what you know we've been hoping for and clamoring for.
Turnover defense.
And they put 41 up on New England.
They did.
Which is what you're supposed to do.
Well, the thing, and maybe I'm scarred from, and I'll get my dollar out here in a second, covering the Cowboys over the last three or so years when they're, you know, having 12-win seasons, but then ultimately not make getting it done during the course of those seasons. You could see them handle up on bad teams, but people go, oh, well, they're beating up on bad teams. Yeah. And then when they got up against good teams, it didn't look exactly the way that it was supposed to. I think that's still, maybe that is just scarring for me personally, but I'm still excited to see the Texans have an opportunity to go out and then handle their business against good teams as well, mm-hmm. and do all the things that, you know, they're capable of. And I think that might be the reservation that I still have. But they'll have that opportunity next week against the Packers. The Packers. You just played the Patriots. But D'Amico has already said, as he's, again, he talked to the media. You'll hear that here shortly on Sports Radio 610.
Yeah.
He said that Jordan Love will be the best quarterback that they face to date, which is high praise for Jordan Love, but not inaccurate either.
And not exactly a great compliment for Josh Allen.
Fair enough. That is also where my brain went.
That's for darn sure. But look, like, the great teams that we know are great teams, they can nitpick like we were earlier. And you just alluded to it. Like there is some nitpicking going on in Kansas City. There is some nitpicking going on in Detroit. And go down the list. All right? But I know what we saw yesterday, and that was exactly what we needed to see and wanted to see. And that was a team that had every element going, never had the game in doubt, had the quarterback, had the defense, put together just a complete performance when we were clamoring for them to perform. And their best wide receiver was out.
Correct.
Their starting cornerback was out, and they still got it done. Now, this to me was, in so many ways, not just because it was 41-21, but in so many ways was probably the most complete game we've seen.
My guys, Ron and Clint, joined us in studio. The Drive will take you 2-6. Ron, where do you fall on this? Because I know me and Lopez, not quite in the same place, but admittedly, I mean, definitely a dominant win by these Texans. But he's ready to go after this one, saying that this is the thing that definitely solidified for him that this is Super Bowl contender Texans. I'm not going quite that far. Where do you fall?
Well, we talked about this last week.
Mm-hmm.
I'm kind of, I don't know what I just did.
It's cool.
I talked about this.
Twin Peaks lady coming at you.
You know, this football season is confusing, and I heard you guys just talking about this. I don't think there's really a great team.
But yeah, I'm saying the ones that you know are great have been there.
You know what I mean? And
can still nitpick.
You know, yesterday was, I agree with you, the closest performance to, hey, all phases, the best they look. But, damn it, it should have been. That's one of the worst teams in North American sports right now, especially when you drop Drake May in, a rookie.
Right.
That feeds right in the hands of D'Amico and this defense. They were going to struggle, and they should have beat them down. I said it last week. I have no concerns in this game. Mm-hmm. They don't just drill the Patriots. We got bigger concerns. But I think they're contenders because, I mean – I mean, who else does it? There's not a there's not a 2018 Chiefs rolling around here. There's not a 49ers team that we've seen the last year's Ravens team. That team's not
and
running
maybe that's
around.
Factoring in with
you
me.
Know what I mean?
Like I've seen everything I need to see to know they're going to be in the hunt.
Gotcha.
Yeah, okay. I got to say they're in the hunt because when I watch them, I look at them and I think, except for yesterday, going into yesterday's game, it's like, damn, man. I don't know, boy.
Right.
Like,
yeah.
They don't look. But then when you watch everybody else, like, they're on par.
Yeah.
Right? Like, I mean, there's just no great team.
That's why yesterday I felt kind of put it over the top for me. Like, it's in them.
Did you just apologize to the cardboard cutout? Look at Ron being such a gentleman. Even to the cardboard cutout of a woman, he's going
to
be a...
Clint, it is in them to be that team. That's what I saw yesterday.
Yeah, look, I think they got the makings of it. You've got, and a lot of people might disagree with this, but in my opinion, you've got your coordinators. The polos on the sideline are weapons, have proven to be weapons at times, if not consistently.
Mm-hmm.
When you're fully healthy, you've got game changers all over the offense.
Mm-hmm.
When you're fully healthy, you've got some serious game changers in the defensive front. I think that there is a concern about the secondary, that concern is coupled to what is your defensive identity going to be.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you're going to be all out pressure, which they've been all year long, you better have some dudes that can cover in the back end of that. And there's been some lackluster cover back there, including by the guy that I called the key when they drafted him. I mean, Derek Stingley Jr. Mm-hmm. So, there's a couple of questions on defense, but I think if you look at the organization overall, I think they have the makings of a championship caliber organization.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
And yesterday went a long way of not playing down to your opponent's level, going on the road and playing to your standard, the tone from jump. That was big, yeah.
All right, so I might be the only holdout, which is cool. I'm glad. But one thing I know is championship.
I know what you're looking at.
Yeah.
I know what you're looking at, but when you start to compare them to everybody else, like, you know, like a championship team, and I love what Washington's done. Like, last year's Ravens or some of the previous Ravens teams, offense and defense, wouldn't have been in a fight with that Commanders team like they were yesterday.
Yeah, man, your point is well made. Championship caliber programming coming on right here with my guys, Clint, Ron, T-Mill. It is The Drive coming up. You're listening to KALT, KALT, HD2, and Odyssey Sports Station. And ladies and gentlemen, on a Victory Reaction Monday, The Drive is live.